Parents, consider this your trigger warning.
Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination, and when he saw, he's what we call a dinosaur sensation.
Kids love him, parents love to hate him. 25 years ago today, Barney the Dinosaur made his public television debut.
The googly-eyed purple and green T-Rex has been delighting toddlers and terrorizing parents ever since.
Oh, hi.
They can thank or curse one woman, Cheryl Leach. Back in 1987, Leach had a very young son, and she says Sesame Street was fine, but...
Sesame Street was designed to appeal to children and adults. It was very hip and very cool.
Leach wanted something that was just for toddlers. And one day, while stuck in traffic on a Texas freeway, that infamous purple dinosaur came to her.
You know, it was sweet and it was loving and it was totally made for kids. Definitely not hip and cool.
Maybe not, but Barney was an instant hit with the kids.
As for the adults, we asked our listeners for some Barney memories, and, well, let's just say there wasn't a lot of love.
I love you.
Barney pretty much is my worst nightmare.
I hate Barney, and I did from day one.
My niece just loved him, but it was torture.
I was so very grateful not to have young kids during this period.
Barney was the worst thing on TV, until the Teletubbies.
Those are responses from listeners Greg Albertson, Alice Severs-Rodriguez, Linda Parcel, Renee Robertson, and Perry John Marshall, all read by NPR staff.
Not everyone is a hater, though. Listener Julia Cooper had a special needs daughter who would not watch anything until Barney.
And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, I might be able to do something again. I literally cannot imagine how much harder my life would be without that big purple dinosaur.
The next time you want to hate on Barney, remember, he was made for your kid, not for you.
However, we have no defense for the Teletubbies.
Oh, when our band begins to play!